Hey, food lovers, welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into a treat that's been stirring up quite the buzz, Taco Bell Nacho Fries. Are they just a fast food gimmick or a genuine delight? Stick around as we not only explore this savory snack, but also whip up our very own batch right here in the kitchen. Let's get cooking. Segment 1, Introduction to Taco Bell. So, Taco Bell Nacho Fries. They've certainly captured the attention of fast food enthusiasts everywhere, but what makes them so special? It's all about that crispy texture and the spicy seasoning that really sets them apart. Plus, they come at a price that makes them an accessible treat for just about anyone. But today, we won't just talk about them, we're going to make them. And I'll guide you through every step. Segment 2, what you'll need. Let's start with what you need. First off, grab a couple of large potatoes. We're making these fries from scratch for the best flavor. You'll also need some oil and spices like cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, oregano, smoked paprika, and a bit of taco seasoning. For that iconic cheesy sauce, have some butter, your choice of cheese. I like American for that authentic Taco Bell taste. Some milk and the same spices we used for the fries will play a part here too. And don't forget garnishes like sour cream, pickled jalapenos, and maybe some scallions for that fresh crunch. All right, let's get into the action. Start by cutting your potatoes into thick matchsticks. For extra crispiness, soak them in cold water for about 30 minutes to remove excess starch. Next, drain and toss them with oil, salt, and pepper, and get them into the air fryer. Set it to 380 degrees Fahrenheit and let them cook for about 10 to 12 minutes. Remember to shake them halfway through for even cooking. While those are cooking, let's make our cheesy sauce. Melt some butter in a saucepan, add in your spices, let them sizzle just a bit to release their flavors, then slowly mix in the cheese and milk. Keep the heat low to avoid any graininess. 5, assembling your nacho fries. Now for the fun part, assembly. Take those golden, crispy fries, sprinkle them with your homemade taco seasoning for an extra kick, and drizzle generously with your smooth, velvety cheese sauce. Top them off with sour cream, jalapenos, and scallions. There you have it, folks. Nacho fries that might just rival Taco Bell's. So, gimmick or genuine delight? I'll let you be the judge. But one thing's for sure, making them at home allows you to tweak them to perfection and cater to everyone's taste and dietary needs. Don't forget, all these steps and more details are available on my blog at Simple Recipe Box. Thanks for tuning in and happy cooking, everyone. Until next time, keep enjoying the simplicity of good food.